Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Karen Scazzina, the TIPQC Infant Medical Director. We are excited to have Kelly Marshburn, the Executive Director, Market Impact of the March of Dimes, join us today. We are so honored to have you with us today and appreciate your willingness to share. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
To start out, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Kelly, and your career path?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am, like you said, the executive director for the state of Tennessee for March of Dimes, and I have been in this role just over a year, but I've been in the nonprofit world for over a decade now. My first nonprofit role was with the Multiple Sclerosis Society here in Tennessee. I was there for about 8 years and then was with the Alzheimer's Association here in Tennessee for about 3 years, and then have moved into this role with March of Dimes. And so I'm a mom of three little ones, so this felt like the perfect fit for me. I remember, you know, my mom talking about March of Dimes and being involved. And so it was just a really good timing for me. So yeah, I've been here for over a year now, started last September.
That's wonderful. We are lucky to have you. I know that the March of Dimes just released their annual report card. So I wondered if you could tell us more about the report card.
Absolutely. The report card, I like to tell people, is really like our big, you know, facts and figures, if you will, of just really putting out to kind of everybody, to the public, what are the numbers? What does this look like in the U.S.? And then it breaks it down by state, by county. There's some incredible information in there. Again, I started last September and it rolled out in November. Every year it comes out November. And so I really got to dive in and just read and see all of the information that goes into it. It is a big undertaking for our organization, but something that we find very important is the data and the numbers and what does it say and where do we need to focus. So the report card has been around since 2008 with March of Dimes, and we pull this information together and put it in a very user-friendly website. And then we have PDFs and we have all kinds of interactive things you can click on the website. So I know we'll be sure to share that in the show notes, but it is an amazing resource that a lot of people use to find the information.
I agree. It is such a valuable resource. So if any listeners have not looked at the newest report, like Kelly said, go to our show notes from this episode and check it out. Could you tell us a little bit more, Kelly, about what the report includes, what type of data, and where does the data come from? What time period does it include?
Yeah, so our report card comes out every year, and then certain topics within report card, it will kind of give you the date range of when this data has been collected. And so, for example, if you're looking at it and you're looking at the preterm birth rate, we've got, it gives you kind of an interactive map and it shows you for the last 10 years with a graph of how that data has spread. Just about all of our data is coming from the National Center for Health Statistics. So a lot of it is pulled from there. And then there are, depending on the topic, there are some other sources that all referenced in the report cards. It's very easy to find where we're pulling a lot of our information from. But yeah, it goes through a number of different kind of categories. So preterm birth being kind of that overarching focus for the report card and just for March of Dimes in general, is we know that that is kind of the leading cause for complications, death, whether it be infant or mom. And so we are really focused on preterm birth. How do we prevent it? What are the risk factors? Can we predict when it's going to happen? A lot of research that we're doing into kind of what is causing these high preterm birth rates across the U.S.
So I love how user-friendly the report is and your website, and that we can see recent data on these important factors and outcomes, but also trends. Mm-hmm. And the March of Dimes has a report for the United States, but also for each state. So we'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about how Tennessee did this year in the report.
Absolutely. I am really thrilled to share that we did have slight improvement here in Tennessee. So that is a lot of hard work that goes into even just slight improvements in these numbers. So I don't want that to get overlooked at all. We, in Tennessee, we received a D. So the U.S. Was slightly better with the D+. But in Tennessee, we improved from a D- last year to a D this year in 2025. So, and that's a rate change in the preterm birth rate of about 0.4%. So last year we were, I think, at 11.3%. And then this year we're at 10.9%. For our preterm birth rate. So again, slight improvement, and we want to celebrate that. And then obviously we want to just look at everything and know that there is work to be done. We are still sadly in Tennessee worse than the national average on a number of these categories. When you look at preterm birth rate, when you look at infant mortality rate, when you look at maternal mortality rate, even prenatal care, adequate prenatal care, we are worse than the national average on all of those. So it is something where I tell people, you don't really rank for being a healthcare mecca, if you will, and having tons of healthcare in certainly Nashville, but just in Tennessee, we aren't scoring where I think we all know we should be. So it's definitely something that drives our work, and it's just a good reminder, and it's a good way to focus our work as a state and as an organization with where we need to kind of look and dig a little deeper.
I agree. So we want to celebrate our successes, even small improvements, because as you mentioned, everybody's working towards those, but there's still much work to be done and many opportunities to improve. You also do a variety of other things in Tennessee, often partnering with TIPQC, our hospitals, our state, to help us improve outcomes for moms and babies. Could you tell us more about this work?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a number of things, like you mentioned. So obviously we do events, we host walks, we do fundraisers, but then also kind of on the education and more programmatic side, we do a lot and we always want to do more. So the big highlights I always talk about, we have over in Memphis, which if you look at our report card and you scroll through it, it will even give you, you know, our cities and what county those cities are in and what their score is. So you can look through, it gives you kind of like the major cities and counties across the state and what that report card grade was. So even within that. So for example, Shelby County ranks as the worst county in our state, typically for this preterm birth rate. They were one of the counties that worsened. We did have a lot of counties that improved this rate year over year, which was, again, great to see. So Shelby County is a big one we know and focus on. And we have a, what we call at March of Dimes, a NICU Family Support Program Coordinator. And so that is a March of Dimes staff member, social worker, who is in the Regional One Hospital in Memphis and is strictly there to support families. And so this is a really big program that March of Dimes has been doing for years. We are in over, I believe it's 70 NICUs across the country with these type of program roles. And they are there doing a number of things, but primarily focused on the families. Because we know, if you know this world a lot, there's tons of care for the baby. There's a just limited resources and support and care for the families and the moms and people that are going to be taking these babies home. And so they try and really step in there and provide resources and support and just preparing them for when they are going home and what that looks like. So I think that's a huge program for us. I'm so thrilled we have one of those roles here in Tennessee. I wish we could have one in every, you know, city and every hospital that has a NICU, but glad that we have one and something that we really focus on. We share stories about it. We talk about the way that that role can impact those families. And just hearing those stories has been impactful and something that we're working towards trying to launch that here in Nashville in one of our larger NICUs that we have across the city. So I think that's something that's big and a huge program we do. And then we also just really try and show up for moms and babies. So we meet them where they are. Every November, we do what we call Meals That Matter. And we show up in the NICUs with, as simple as it sounds, warm meals. We bring handwritten notes. We bring care packages. We bring snacks, waters, just anything we can provide and meeting the parents and the families where they are as they're coming to visit their baby in the NICU. And we just sit there and we talk to them and we provide support and a listening ear. And I've been really shocked at the impact that can have on just one person or a family that comes in that day. And even providing that support for the NICU moms, I mean, the NICU nurses, I'm sorry. So those meals are also for the providers. And I've just seen them be able to sit down and just have a warm meal together and just say thank you. And just, it's very simple what it sounds like, but it provides a really big impact for those folks. So that's, again, been one of my favorite things we do. And then we do try and do a lot of education. We're starting to talk to the Nashville Public Library to start some educational programs that we would host in the library where moms or NICU moms that have went home can come and get somewhat similar to a support group, but just an educational series that we could host with them. So always looking to get the word out and be a support for the families in our community.
That's really wonderful. And I just thank you so much for talking with me today and appreciate all that March of Dimes does for moms and babies. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say that we are always looking for anybody who wants to get involved, whether you're a healthcare worker and you feel moved and you want to share your experiences and support families, or if you're just a family that's living in the area and maybe you've had healthy outcomes. I have been blessed to have fairly healthy outcomes with my pregnancies. And so I share that and just that I am a part of the work that March of Dimes has done over the years, 87 years of history and education and resources that have been there and providing those outcomes. So I think it's important not only that we talk about the complications and the scenarios where we've had worse outcomes, but also just healthy pregnancies and how those are improving. And so I think that whether you're a family that's been through an experience in the NICU or you're not, we'd love to have you come out and come to one of our events. We have our spring walk in Nashville set for April 11th, and we have our Memphis walk set for May 16th. So all of that is up on our website. If you would like to, the walk, I like to call kind of the biggest support group of the year for us. It's just a time where everybody comes together and is able to kind of lean on each other and feel like they're surrounded by a community that knows kind of what they've been through. So would love to have you guys come out and just get involved if you're interested.
Wonderful. Thank you for that invitation. And thanks again for talking with me, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org. That's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.